Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio. O pio 5. hodine u Pittsburghu, a pio 10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka, a dneska je nedíľa 17. marca 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM, this week and next week at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, and as always in Brešov, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. We are archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, March 17th, 2024. First, we start today's program by remembering my father, Jack Polovka, who was the co-host of this program from our beginning until his untimely passing on March 16th, 2010. We remember him today with our first selection of Vichnaya Pamyat, as recorded from his Parastas, with Father Valerian Michlik officiating. Then we have our Lenten selections for this week. We have Pridite Voschalim, Come Now, All You Faithful, and Idu Nini Ko Krestu, Now Do I Go to the Cross. May my dad Jack's memory be eternal, and may everyone always remember what he did for Russian culture, as well as for Slavic culture here in the Pittsburgh area. Vichnaya jemu pamyat nyanko.
Bo blaženemu spedi vichni pokoj, podaš Gospodi usopšemu rabu tvojemu Joanu, Jack, i sotvorjemu vichnu pamyat. In blessed repose grant, O Lord, eternal rest to the soul of your departed servant Jack, and remember him forever. Sotvoryomu vichnuyu amyat.
Broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society, but we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on Russian FM. We will again this year be broadcasting two special Easter programs, the first on March 31st and the second one on May 5th. If you would like to sponsor one of these special Easter broadcasts or would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. You can always contribute by going to our homepage, the Carpatha Russian Society, c-rs.org. Hover over Get Involved and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Get Involved, Russian Heritage Radio Program. And speaking of our homepage, the Carpatha Russian Society, there is also there the store. So go to c-rs.org and click on store, and you will see items for sale. There are Easter items now for sale, and if you scroll down, you'll see things such as the beeswax you need for your pesanka. There's also Easter cards. There are cards that have pisanka that you're able to color, some Easter basket covers, some keychains, and many more items. That is c-rs.org/store. c-rs.org/store. Or if you have any questions, you can email Bonnie at this email address, bb@c-rs.org. bb@c-rs.org.
Dobrze mi odobra ty, moja lupa żeno.
Ja by tobi mużowi rado odobrała, ale tam u synisku kurka kotko dala. Ale tam u synisku kurka kotko dala.
Kiedy czuła żeno moja, kurku kotko dali, Pideme na sino, jajca pozberati. Pideme na sino, jajca pozberati.
A jak išli na sino, pozberali jajca, ona byla kurava, a mi zasmijався. Ona byla kurava, kurku proklinala, joj teta z jak kuročko,
Проклинай, жено моя, ти курки і яйця, зроблю я ти колісочку.
Я мушу подається.
Зроблю я ти колісочку.
Я мушу подається.
motherland. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428, or check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com. Or call them toll-free 1-800-722-4428. And back in the day, the GCU had a publication called the Medikonsky Oruski Vyestnik. The next section of this broadcast deals with a publication from April 17, 1941, excerpts from an article written by Michael Roman, Easter Customs of the Carpatho-Russian People. The festival of the Resurrection of our Lord is celebrated with a variety of customs in many parts of the world. Our Carpatho-Russian people, who have a folk culture which dates back for many centuries, also celebrate Easter in a colorful and interesting way. Many of the customs have been handed down from pagan times, when the ancient Slavs believed in gods and goddesses, whom they created to explain the mysteries of nature. Thus, some of our present-day Easter customs are in some way or another connected with Paleo-Slavic mythology. Many of these interesting customs have been brought over to America from one side and are practiced by our people, both old and young. And a side note from me, in the decades after this was written in 1941 till today, a lot of these practices have sort of fallen off, but maybe we can pick them up one of these years. The customs of our people vary depending on the locality. In the counties of Zemplin and Chadish, different customs are practiced than in those in other provinces such as Spiš County, Maramarosh, Bereg, or even the Lemko region. However, there are some that are alike in all provinces. Carpatho-Russian families strive to have a Pascha, Pisanka, delicious meals, cheese, butter, and other goodies taken to church where they are blessed. The foods are eaten on Easter Sunday. The custom is a traditional one and is practiced by every true Carpatho-Russian family, whether in America or in the homeland. The variation in customs can be found in the games, songs, and dances, the origin of which can in most cases be traced to Slavic mythology. Reverend Nestor Volensky, a distinguished Carpatho-Russian man of letters and a historian, traced many of the customs to the pagan times and had written much about them. The game of Pohrebenia Kostrobunka is played on Easter Sunday afternoon by girls in some Carpatho-Russian villages and has been handed down from pagan times when it was a religious ceremony on the festival of the spring sun. Kostrobunka, in Russian, refers to the somewhat undulating rays of the sun in wintertime. In this game, one of the girls, who is called Kostrobunka, is acting as though she is falling while the other girls sing mournful songs. All of a sudden, the Kostrobunka stands up in a happy manner and the girls start singing happy songs. In many villages, it is a custom to throw the shells of Easter eggs into the rivers and streams because that is supposed to make the geese and ducks fruitful. It should be remembered that an egg in pagan times symbolized fertility. Another game played by the Carpatha Rusyn youth is the one in which the girls hide the dyed Easter eggs in their hands while the guys try to take the eggs away from them. The victory of a fellow over a girl signified in pagan times the victory of the spring sun over winter. During the Easter holidays, bells are rung almost constantly in the homeland. And I can attest to that. The one Easter I was there, I was trying to sleep. It was about 4-something in the morning, and the bells just kept going off and going off and going off. And I was like, I need some sleep here. But they do go off all the time in the homeland. This is done because bell ringing is supposed to cause bees to swarm. It is a known fact, however, that metallic sounds do influence bees. The next day, on Easter Monday, the men and boys visit the homes of their friends where they throw water on the women, usually on the hands. Well, another side note, no, not usually on the hands. They usually douse the women in water. In doing this, they say, Christos vos crece, and the girls respond, Voistinu vos crece. Well, the response I usually heard was, ow, because it was cold outside, and you drag them outside, and you throw the water on them. So they were usually screaming. But they weren't screaming, Christos vos crece. They were screaming something else. But in the old times, they would scream, Christos vos crece. Many times, the young men like to have fun when they go polyavati, which means to sprinkle, and go beyond the bounds. And I can attest to that. They probably will pour buckets of water on the girls, or lead her to a well and give her a good soaking, or throw her in the creek, or in the river, or whatever they have bodies of water around them. Easter Tuesday is the time when the women take revenge on the men, although I didn't see that much, but it was supposed to have been a thing. Their day is called Polyavanya. This custom is a very sociable one, since it brings together the young people. Also, as a result of it, enemies forget their differences and become friends. It is considered bad luck if a home is passed by during Polyavanya. These are just some of the Easter traditions of the Carpatha Rusyns, with some of my commentary in there. I can give you a lot more about how my Easter time went there when I studied in 93 and 94, but we don't have that long of a program. So, as we get ready for Easter, let's remember some of the customs that are still done today or were done yesteryear in the Rusyn homeland.
Thank you. Hey!
Just a reminder that the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship is now accepting applications. This scholarship, given by Dr. Paula Donson, is a gift amount of $1,000, and it is for students who themselves are members of the Carpatha Rusyn Society or who would advance the Carpatha Rusyn culture, language, or tenets of the Carpatha Rusyn Society. The purpose of this $1,000 scholarship is to recognize and provide financial assistance to an outstanding student enrolled in a higher education program, a two-year or four-year duration or graduate program, or any accredited institution that offers certified academic, professional, technical, or vocational training. If you or someone you know is interested in applying for the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, deadline for applications is May 3rd, and you can do so by going to our webpage, c-rs.org, hover over Get Involved, and click Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. c-rs.org, Get Involved, Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship, or you can email Sharon Jarrow at the following address, sjarrow@c-rs.org. sjarrow, J-A-R-R-O-W, @c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusyniu America, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on Rusyn FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org. And again, go to our parent page, the Carpatha Rusyn Society, c-rs.org, where you can join the society. You can order from our online store, apply for the Anna Donson Memorial Scholarship. You can donate to this radio program and much more. c-rs.org, c-rs.org, and listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night on your computer or laptop. Just open a browser and go to rusyn.fm, rusyn.fm, or on your smartphone or your mobile device, download the app, Rusyn FM, Rusyn FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se a krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Чорні очі.
Rusinjev Amerika.